WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood boundary whisperer. Welcome back to Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace. Now, I know what you're thinking. Riley, another day, another talk about boundaries? Don't we have enough on our plates already? And trust me, I get it. Life can feel like a constant tug of war between obligations, expectations, and just wanting to breathe. But here's the thing. Boundaries aren't about shutting people out. They're about creating space for healthy, fulfilling relationships. Think of them as invisible fences that keep things safe, respectful, and ultimately, more enjoyable for everyone involved. So, today, we're diving into something super important. Setting healthy boundaries in your relationships. Because let's face it, sometimes our loved ones can be a bit like those annoying houseplants, needing constant attention and sometimes taking up too much space. Ever felt like you were constantly walking on eggshells around someone? Or maybe you've had that sinking feeling of resentment creeping in because you're always putting their needs before your own. That, my friends, is a red flag waving wildly. It's a sign that boundaries are needed, and trust me, establishing them can make all the difference in turning those relationships from draining to delightful. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember as you start building your boundary superpower. 1. Know your worth. This is huge. You deserve respect, and that means setting limits on what's acceptable and unacceptable behavior. Think about it like this. Would you let a stranger walk all over you? Probably not. So why extend that courtesy to people who claim to care about you? 2. Communicate clearly. Don't beat around the bush or hope they magically read your mind. Be direct, honest, and kind but firm when expressing your needs. Use I statements instead of blaming them, like, I feel overwhelmed when I have to constantly reschedule plans. It shifts the focus from accusation to a genuine expression of your feelings. 3. Practice saying no. This one can be tough, especially if you're naturally inclined to please everyone. But remember, saying yes when you really want to say no is like slowly draining your own battery. Learn to politely decline requests that drain your energy or compromise your well-being. It's okay to prioritize yourself. 4. Consistency is key. Setting a boundary once isn't enough. It's about making it a consistent habit. If someone pushes back, gently reiterate your boundary and stand your ground. This shows them that you're serious and helps create a clear expectation for future interactions. 5. It's okay to walk away. Sometimes, despite your best efforts, certain relationships might become too toxic or draining. And guess what? That's perfectly okay. It's better to distance yourself from negativity than to constantly compromise your own happiness and well-being. Remember, you have the right to choose who you surround yourself with. Let me tell you a story that really illustrates this point. I had a friend, let's call her Sarah, who was constantly putting herself last in her relationships. She'd drop everything for her friends, always say yes to their requests, even when it meant sacrificing her own time and priorities. It was exhausting. Then, one day, Sarah realized she couldn't keep going like this. She started setting boundaries, saying no to extra commitments, prioritizing her own self-care, and communicating her needs more clearly. You know what happened? Her relationships actually became stronger. Her friends learned to respect her limits, and Sarah finally felt empowered to take care of herself without feeling guilty. So, remember this. Setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-love in action. It's about honoring your needs, protecting your energy, and creating space for healthy, fulfilling relationships. It might feel a little uncomfortable at first, but trust me, the rewards are worth it. You deserve to be surrounded by people who respect you and your boundaries. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one boundary you're ready to set in your relationships? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. Don't forget to subscribe to Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace for daily doses of wisdom and inspiration. See you in the next episode, where we'll dive into another aspect of building a life filled with peace and purpose.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.